Welcome back in. Hour number three, Friday edition. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. Buck Sexton out sick. He will be back on Monday. I told him to cover his head, sleep as much as possible, and fluidate substantially. If you've been listening to the show, you know we've been talking about an absolute ton of stories. New jobs whiff from the Biden administration. 573,000 expected, only 210,000 in reality. All different sorts of angles here. Joe Manchin has announced he's opposed to the private vaccine mandate. Fauci, I got an incredible clip from Dr. Fauci, which you guys are going to love. Alec Baldwin doing his interview with Stephanopoulos. We talked with Monica Crowley about the failures of the Biden administration as it pertains to the economy at play. We've had some fun with Brian Kelly, the new LSU football coach, and his awful Southern accent. And we bring in now the man who knows a little bit about the South. He is Georgia's favored son, Herschel Walker, Heisman Trophy winner, all-time legend, and maybe the man who is going to flip back control of the United States Senate to Republicans from Democrats. Herschel, what's up, my man? You in Atlanta yet?
I am in Atlanta. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastically well. So I want to start with this question. We'll get to your Bulldogs, who have a chance to beat Alabama and advance to the college football playoff here in a moment. But you are on the road. We've had you on a couple of times on you did the Fox college football pregame show with me. Had you on with me with Hannity from down at the Georgia-Florida game in Jacksonville. How are you liking the campaign, and what's it like to be running for Senate compared to the other things that you've done in your life?
Well, you know, and I'm going to be honest, because I always try to be honest with the people. You know, when I first started, I didn't know what to expect. You know, people always tell you how terrible, how bad it is. People going to come after you. And after I got into all my different listening sessions and started looking, talking to the people, and Travis, I'm going to be honest, this is the best thing I've ever done in my life, because this is an opportunity that I can help people. And when I've had spent as much time with the military that I've spent and been around a lot of our law enforcement and just listening to the people, I see that this country needs some help. You know, we're the greatest country in the world, but right now we need some help. We need people that's going to be honest. We need people that care about this country. We need people that care about these kids and care about law enforcement and, you know, public safety. People that's going to talk up and tell people to, you know, have faith. And because it is sad that we seem to be going away from things that is so free to this country that we're trying to get away from it.
Herschel, it's interesting. You're good friends with Donald Trump, and obviously Donald Trump is not a career politician. If he hadn't run for president and gotten elected president, do you think you would have ended up in politics?
Yeah, I still probably would have, because Donald Trump had nothing to do with me running. You know, when he talked about me running on Fox, I had nothing to do whether I was going to run or not. You know, I went into prayer about it. You know, and I told people, I was like, this is not something I thought I'd ever do in my life. It was something that was called upon me, and as I looked at it, I realized that, you know what, my life ain't about me. It's about helping other people. You know, if I can say that I love the Lord Jesus, if I can tell kids to go out and sacrifice, to make good grades, to do what you want to do, I can tell the military, see what the military is sacrificing, our men in blue are sacrificing, and yet all I've done is throw a football around. All I've done is been on a track field or in a bobsled. Those are great privileges that I had on the backs of people that fought to give me these freedoms I have in this country. Well, right now, there's an opportunity where I can change some things. I can go out and maybe be a voice to let the people know that I'm behind the American people. I'm behind this country. This is not a terrible country. This is not a racist country. This is not a country that people don't want to work. People do want to work. This is a country that we can come together, that we can solve problems. We've done it time and time again. And just because we elected some people to Washington that doesn't seem to want to do their job, that doesn't seem to want to believe in the Constitution, don't give up faith. Don't give up hope, because I'm going to get elected, and I'm going to tell them that you can believe in those things. You can have that America's dream that I've had.
Amen. Why do you think so many athletes and entertainers have gotten wrapped up in saying America is an awful place? You and I obviously disagree and think America is the greatest country that's ever existed in the history of the world. Why do you think it's become so trendy for athletes and entertainers to tear down America?
Well, that is very simple. Look at the cancel culture we're in right now. Right now, you can't even agree to disagree. Right now, if you speak out on something, you know, you're going to get chastised. People are going to come down on you. You know, one of the worst things that happened is early on with the BLM, when they wanted to put, like, don't stand, do stand, what you going to do for the for the national anthem. And it's like, oh, we're going to do this here. And you had some players on that team that didn't get a voice. I can guarantee you there were some of the players on the team that wanted to disagree, but they were not going to speak up. They were not going to speak up because they were going to get chastised. They were going to get put down. And, you know, and that's what's sad. We got to get away from that. Why don't we remove this racism out of here? We quit talking about it and move on because, you know, we are Americans. And I'm tired of hearing this about black, white, African-American. You know, if you're living in America, why don't you just be an American? You know, I asked my son this the other day as a Christian because I didn't know. I was totally confused. What do he put down on his sheet? And he said, Dad, I put down other. And I said, my son is not an other. He's an American. And you know what? If he's an other, we have a lot of others in this country because 23andMe has just screwed us all up. You know, we all have different races within us. So we all are others. So why don't we just get down to being an American, who we are, protecting this country, protecting the citizen, sending our kids to school, putting people back to work, getting this economy down. This economy is blowing people out of the roof. How in the world can you enjoy Christmas when you can't even buy gifts? The gas prices is going up, and people don't even know the reason why. Well, the reason why is what he did with the pipeline. He gave it away. That's one of the biggest reasons. So everything now is going up. Can't pay for stuff on the shelves. Parents can't go to the grocery store.
Herschel, you're saying a lot of things I think people agree with out there. And it's fun because I've been on my bus tour all over the South, meeting white, black, Asian, and Hispanic people. And to your point, we all have a lot more in common than we do apart. But it feels like many people in the media are trying to tear us apart every day. I bet on your tour around Georgia as you've begun your campaign, you found that out, right? How much more people in Georgia and around the country have in common than they do apart?
I've totally found that out. And you know what's so strange about it is, you know, I'm a big Judge Judy fan, and she makes a statement that is so, so true. She said, you know, you got two ears and one mouth. Why don't you close your mouth and listen? Because if we listen, we can hear each other. But yet we want to yell at each other and argue with each other rather than coming up with solutions. They're not problems. You know, if we start thinking about the easy thing we can fix first, the easy things we can fix first, because we can get that done. Let's not try to come into the complicated things. We can get the things done. And people ask me, why do I want to run for office? The reason I want to run is I love America. The reason I want to run is I love this. I love the Constitution. You know, I want to run because of that. I love this country I live in. I'm not an African American. I've never been to Africa, and I'm sorry to say that. I'm an American. I'm an American. I live in America, and I got an American son. I got an American wife, and I'm an American. So let's get back to being that and solving the problems we have here and get out of all this stuff we have right now going on.
We're talking to Herschel Walker. All right. One of the things that's going on, I'm going to hop in my car and drive down to Atlanta as soon as I'm finished with the show here today, Herschel. Your Bulldogs are playing against the Alabama Crimson Tide on Saturday, tomorrow, in the Georgia Dome, big-time SEC championship game. What happens?
Well, it's going to be a great game. I think Georgia is going to win this game, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. I don't think this team is intimidated by Alabama, but I think that people need to realize Alabama is a great team. Coach Saban always put a great team out on the field, and we can't look at how Alabama has played in the past. You know, you saw him play against Auburn, and you saw it was a close game, but they pulled it out. It was a close game, but they won. Guys, Alabama has got a great, great program, but I think Georgia right now is playing at the top of their game. But one of the things Georgia got to realize, this is the beginning of their season right here. You got to go out and beat Alabama. Don't worry about anything else because Alabama is a tough, tough ball game, but Georgia got the team to beat it. I think Coach Smart has done an incredible, incredible job. They get those guys prepared. When those guys come to play, you see that they're having fun. I think that's one of the biggest keys. You go out there and you have fun, because if that defense get want to go out and have fun, they're going to play football. And I think the same thing going to happen with the offense. You see the defense having fun. Now you want to go out and have fun. And this is like playing at home. You know, Athens is, what, 70 miles away from Atlanta. So it's like playing at home. You know, it's going to be an incredible game. Whoever can buy a ticket or can see it on television, and I'm not putting any other team down, but I think you're watching the two best college football team play this coming Saturday.
It's been 41 years since you won a national championship with Georgia in 1980, Herschel. Would you have ever believed it would be two generations before Georgia potentially would win another one when you won it back in 1980?
I would have never thought that. They've come so close, and I think this is a year that they can close the door and make that happen. I never thought I can ever win a championship, and I have an opportunity last night to be with Coach Dooley, and I remind him of something he said to us at the very beginning of that training camp. He said, "Man, if we come together, we go out and we stay together, we fight together, we can win a championship." And I think I can see that what Coach Smart has his team doing is playing together. There's not one hero on that team. They're all heroes. And that's where I felt that we had at Georgia. And I see that in this team. And one thing I said early on, and people would say, "Oh, geez, don't say that." I said, "I think this team here is better. I think this team is better than the team I played on. I'm not putting the team I played on down because the team I played on was incredible. But I think this team here got the potential to do some incredible things, and they're showing it. Out on the field, they're showing what they can do. And, you know, I threw Jordan Davis' name in the Heisman Trophy, and I said, guys, who is not a more colorful guy playing on that defense than Jordan Davis? The guy is incredible. You see him play. You see him run. I tell you what, and I'm not putting any other Heisman candidate down, but why is Jordan Davis' name not on that list?
Oh, it's well said. By the way, we're having some fun on Friday. I understand that your golden retriever has a Twitter handle. How is he being received? At Cheerio Walker, how is he being received, your dog, so far on Twitter?
He is doing well. Let me tell you what happened. He got here to Georgia. Everyone thought I was going to come in with the bulldog. I came in with Cheerio. He's a golden retriever, and he's got some style. I tell you, very good-looking dog. He's very good-looking, but let me tell you, he's a prima donna. I got to get him kind of tough. He's not like Ugga. I got to get him a little bit tougher. Cheerio is more, having a wife who loves animals as well. She's always dressing him up with things around his neck, making him look. I said, that's not for Cheerio there. So we got to keep Cheerio looking tough. I said, you got to look tough. And Christian, absolutely love him. That was his dog. And he goes off to college. He leaves Cheerio with us. And now he's got a Twitter. You got people coming over, want to do pictures with him, and they can put him on their Twitter account. Because he got a couple of followers right now.
Herschel, tell your wife I said hi. She's fantastic as well. Good luck to the Bulldogs. Should be a great game tomorrow. And more importantly, good luck to you when it comes to winning that Senate seat back in Georgia.
Hey, thank you so much. And just remind people to go to teamherschel.com because I am going to win that Senate seat. I'm going to go out and I'm going to fight like I never fought before in my life. Because this is more worth it than anything I ever done. Because I love the people, I love America, I love Georgia, and I'm going to let people see that.
Awesome stuff. He's Herschel Walker. He'll be at the Georgia-Alabama game, big one down in the SEC championship game tomorrow, and he'll be on the ballot come 2022 as Georgia goes to select a new senator. When we come back, thanks to Herschel Walker and his crew. Holiday gift for all of you out there as we get closer and closer to Christmas season. Everybody needs the right clothes. When you wear Tommy John, you feel more comfortable than you otherwise would. You can do everything better. We're big fans of this brand here on the show and their clothing. We're also, like a lot of you, not just fans, fanatics. Tommy John's has 17 million pairs sold, which gives you an idea of how many people have discovered and loved this brand. They will help you feel better with their luxurious tri-blend micromodal fabrics, four-way stretch, no lint balls or fuzz, plus returns and exchanges are free, all backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/clay. That's TommyJohn.com/clay for 20% off. Order now so your gifts arrive before the holidays. TommyJohn.com/clay. See site for details.
Classes are back in session here at the Institute of Advanced Conservative Studies. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Whoa. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Our thanks to Herschel Walker, who I think is going to win in the state of Georgia. By the way, going to be a lot of big battles in the state of Georgia. Stacey Abrams has announced that she is going to run again after losing in 2018, never conceding, accusing everyone in Georgia of cheating her out of that election. She somehow became a Democratic hero by arguing that Georgia's election system was flawed. And now, without conceding, she is going to run again in 2022. You are going to have Herschel Walker going up against the Reverend Raphael Warnock. Walker, by the way, endorsed by both Senator Mitch McConnell in the Senate, obviously, and also President Trump. So he is stretching his appeal across the entirety of the Republican spectrum. Going to be interesting to see what ends up happening there. But I wanted to play this cut for you. Dr. Fauci, little Lord Fauci, who will not come on this show because he's afraid to talk to Buck and I. By the way, Buck out sick today, does not have COVID. But if you heard him yesterday, pretty bad cold. He's out today. He'll be back on Monday. But little Lord Fauci was on, I believe it was MSNBC or CNN or whatever the heck it is, one of the places where they never ask him difficult questions. Do you remember how everybody said that referring to COVID as coming from China was racist? Remember how that argument just got started? Despite the fact that we've long referred to viruses by where we have them initially arise, that's geographically common. Whether it's something simple like Ebola, or whether it's the Spanish flu, which didn't actually, it appears, originate in Spain, whether it is all these different viruses, many of them are connected to the place where we initially became aware that they existed. Well, we were told that was racist when Trump was referring to this as being from Wuhan, or also as saying that maybe potentially it had come out of a lab in China, or the China virus, or whatever it was. Well, listen to this. Dr. Fauci, he referred to it as the Wuhan virus. We have the cut. Here's little Lord Fauci.
If you look at the vaccination, we were vaccinated against the original, what we call ancestral or Wuhan strain.
Oh, my God. Fauci. He must be impeached immediately. Do you know how racist that was? Let me repeat that. Fauci, super racist. I've been informed reliably that if you refer to a virus as being from China, that means you are super racist. I'm going to play this for you again. I'm about to fall down on my couch. I'm grabbing my pearls. I'm fainting. Let's listen to this again.
If you look at the vaccination, we were vaccinated against the original, what we call ancestral or Wuhan strain.
Oh, my God, the Wuhan strain. This is the most racist thing I have ever heard. I don't know how immediately Fauci isn't impeached. I demand he apologize for his racism. Crew, can we reach out to Fauci and demand an apology for this racist? I can't believe we even just played that. Is the FCC, are they going to shut us down? Are we even going to be allowed to continue the show after that unbelievable racism from Dr. Fauci that we just broadcast across the nation? We've learned anything since 2020. Nothing quite as important as a powerful immune system. Oh, what a perfect transition. Right now, you can get hooked up with a perfect, perfect way to strengthen your immune system. 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables plus probiotic and digestive enzymes. It is Texas Superfood. Dr. Black designed Texas Superfood to make your immune system better than anything on the market. They know, we know, they've taught us that your immune system's job is to detect, deflect, and destroy bacteria you come in contact with. Your grandma told you to eat your fruits and veggies, but are you doing it right now? You need to sign up for under $2 a day. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/clay or call 855-TEXAS-55. That's TexasSuperfood.com/clay or 855-TEXAS-55.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Thanks for making November the biggest month in the podcast's history. Also, for all of you listening all over the country, lots of great data out there for that as well. If you want to go and make sure you don't miss a single moment, we just talked with Herschel Walker, who is running for the Senate in the great state of Georgia. We talked with Monica Crowley. We've been discussing a great deal of the biggest stories in the world, having a little bit of fun with you guys as well. Dr. Fauci, super racist, man. I don't know about you guys. I don't know. He keeps his job. Been wrong about everything with COVID. Nobody cares. Super racist about China? I don't know. He referred to COVID as coming from Wuhan, China. That's racist. I've been reliably told for almost 2 years now that mentioning that COVID came out of China or mentioning COVID in connection with China in any way is super racist. China virus, can't say that. Wuhan strain, can't say that. That's what Dr. Fauci just said. I didn't know that Dr. Fauci was such a super racist. Did he awfully do a job responding to COVID? Yes, we knew that. But he did that, and he's a super racist? I don't know. He keeps his job. I really don't. We got a lot of people out there who want to weigh in. It is Open Line Friday. I'm going to take some of your calls here in a moment. 800-282-2882. Buck Sexton out sick, not COVID, at least not yet. He is going to be back on Monday, but he was on Greg Gutfeld's show last night. You can watch a clip of Buck up at clayandbuck.com. You can also see me earlier today. Well, last night I was on Hannity talking about the Alec Baldwin situation. Earlier today, I was on talking about this ridiculous situation going on in the Ivy League. Have you guys heard about this? There is a transgender swimmer that is kicking the ass of all these women out there in the Ivy League. This transgender swimmer spent 3 years swimming as a man. 3 years swimming as a man. And then decided to become a woman. And now is dominating in the Ivy League, kicking all these women's asses. Think about where we are right now with the woke agenda and its intersection with so much of our popular culture. You have got a guy who was a good enough swimmer to swim in college in the Ivy League for 3 years, training, up early every morning, good physical condition. If you've seen male swimmers, big, broad-shouldered, strong. I know this may be a little bit triggering, but men, as a group, are bigger, stronger, and faster than women. I know biology. Some of you out there listening right now, you're like, oh my God. That is so sexist of you. Don't blame me. Blame biology. It is sexist. As a group, men are bigger, stronger, and faster than women. And so, male athletes, being bigger, faster, and stronger than women, produce better athletic results than women. That is why we have men's sports and women's sports. But the woke agenda has become so all-encompassing that we now have a male swimmer, University of Pennsylvania, for 3 years that decides he wants to become a woman, and he now has switched teams, and he is kicking the crap out of all these Ivy League women swimmers. You know what? A lot of these women know this is wrong. It violates the very sanctity of sport itself that men would compete against men and women would compete against women. All of these girls in these Ivy League schools have been waking up at 4 a.m. They've been swimming. They've been training their entire lives. And suddenly, there's a guy who decides to identify as a woman that is dominating all of them. And many of these women, I guarantee you, do not feel like they can speak out, particularly in the Ivy League, because they are afraid that they might actually lose their ability to get a job, to be able to compete, because they will be branded as anti-transgender. I don't care what gender you want to be if you're an adult. I really don't. Make yourself happy. But the idea that a man who spends his entire life training as a male athlete can suddenly flip and become a woman and start dominating women, and we're supposed to pretend that that is okay, represents a complete repudiation of the entire goal of athletics, which is we want the best man or best woman to win. We don't want the best man who used to be a man to be the best woman. It's ridiculous. We got a bunch of people who want to weigh in. It's Open Line Friday, 800-282-2882. I do not have this open in front of me, but I was asking you for some of the worst movie accents. We were playing the awful Brian Kelly, and Laurel in Portsmouth. She's not in a movie, but she kind of seems like she might be an actress. You're talking about Kamala Harris's fake accents?
Yes. Fake takes the cake.
Everything and about Kamala Harris is fake. Yes.
I got a question about the abortion bill or the if it gets overturned, is it still federally funded and we won't be paying any more federal taxes to Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, it's a good question on the Hyde Amendment and how exactly that would apply. It would, first of all, the federal government would not be able to pass a law making abortion legal nationwide because the votes aren't there. So what would happen if Roe v. Wade, thank you for the call, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, is every state would get the ability to determine whether or not there would be legal abortions there. Whether the Hyde Amendment and how the Hyde Amendment would apply is a great question that I haven't really thought about from the larger context. If there's no federal right to abortion and it becomes a state-related issue, it doesn't seem to me like, and this is just me working through the legal mechanics in my head in the real time, it doesn't seem to me like that would apply. And by the way, we have Kamala's fake accent cut 27 if you guys want a good laugh here.
With us in government, we campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan. Even when the first time we roll it out, there may be some glitches and it's time to reevaluate and then do it again.
That is Kamala Harris with her French accent. If you missed that, when she was standing in the French lab and suddenly decided to have an American French accent, I don't understand it at all. John in Columbia, South Carolina, what you got for me?
Job solo there. The bad accent theme, Robert Redford's golf fantasy movie, The Legend of Bagger Vance, they filmed right here in South Carolina. They cast Charlize Theron as a Southern Belle, and her accent was horrendous.
Thank
I got to cut her some slack because the South that she's from is South Africa.
That's right.
But dang.
Charlize Theron is actually an African-American. I mean, literally an African-American. She's from South Africa. She now is an American. She's truly an African-American. Bill in Maine, Herschel Walker fan. Bill, what'd you think of the interview we just did?
That Herschel Walker is a good man, and I'm proud to share this country with a man of his honesty, dignity, integrity. Sleeping giants waking up, we're going to take this country back. I love you, Herschel Walker. God bless you, brother.
Now, that is an accent that what Brian Kelly should sound like. That's a great Massachusetts accent there calling in. I think the guy was from Maine. Great Northeastern accent. That's what Brian Kelly should sound like. I appreciate all of you. Can we play Dr. Fauci being super racist again? Do we have Dr. Fauci referring to the strain of the virus coming out of Wuhan? I want to prepare all of you. I want to prepare all of you for this. We'll play it for you in just a sec. This is super racist. All right. I am disgusted that Dr. Fauci would be this racist. I think based on Democratic standards, he has to be removed from office. We may need to stone him. That's kind of the direction that everything is going. When someone offends cultural sensibilities, it's not enough that they be canceled and removed from office. There may need to be a public stoning of Dr. Fauci for this extreme racism. I'm sorry that we have to share this with you. I want all of you to be comfortable and careful, but you just need to know that you're about to hear something that the Democrats have told me for 2 years is super racist, and it's coming straight from Dr. Fauci.
If you look at the vaccination, we were vaccinated against the original, what we call ancestral or Wuhan strain.
Oh, my God. That is the most racist thing that I don't know. I mean, I don't know how Fauci even looks at himself in the mirror after this interview. I don't know how he does it. He has to be removed from office. That's the Democratic standard. AOC, has she tweeted about this yet? Do we know? I won't stand for this racism. Me and AOC, we're going to demand that Dr. Fauci be fired immediately. He can't continue to work. When we come back, we'll close out the show. The pets in our lives are part of our family. If you're lucky enough to have cats or a dog in your home, you know what I mean. Our family has two cats. And life at home would not be nearly as fun, I think my wife wrote this, if they weren't a part of our lives. A healthy pet's a happy pet, and that's what we want. We welcomed a sponsor to this program this summer, makes healthy food supplements for dogs, and man, has this audience responded to them. It's Rough Greens. They're a healthy supplement you sprinkle on top of the dry kibble food you may be serving each day. Has great live ingredients that matter to your dog's health. Probiotics, enzymes, vitamins, omega oils, antioxidants, healthy microbacteria. All these go a long way towards you making sure that you have a healthier, happier dog and are easy on your dog's digestive system. You want to get hooked up right now. In fact, the folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog is going to love Rough Greens, they have a special deal for you. Go to roughgreens.com/ and they will give you the first bag free. That is roughgreens.com/EIB. All you pay is shipping. roughgreens.com/EIB. Get hooked up today. roughgreens.com/EIB.
Clay and Buck, inspired by Rush, the next generation, because it's just too important on the EIB network.
Welcome back in. Final segment, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I want to remind you, Buck been out sick. He'll be back on Monday. We're going to have Dr. Marty Makary on with us on Monday, among others. We'll have a fantastic show. We'll have a lot to talk about. I appreciate all of you. Great feedback, great interaction. As always, we thank you for making November biggest month in podcast history. Let's see if we can break through 10 million downloads in December. We are getting closer and closer to that. Give us a 5-star. My boy Dub, who is loving Brian Kelly's accent, has been texting me about it throughout the show. We'll read those reviews. Got some good ones. He will pop them to me, and you may hear your review read live on the air. As soon, literally in like 8 minutes, I'm going to hop in my car, head straight to Atlanta. We are going to have a really cool pregame show for those of you out there who may be in the Atlanta area. We know we got a lot of listeners there. Going to the Georgia-Alabama SEC championship game. We will be at Stats Sports Bar, which is a sports bar right by the main stadium there in downtown Atlanta. I think it's called the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They change the names on these stadiums so much I can barely remember. But you can come hang out with us from 1 to 3. We'll be talking about all the conference championship games, and you can have a beer, grab something to eat, and hang out with us. We'll be at Stats. Wanted to, as we roll in here, again, I want to apologize for the extreme racism of Dr. Anthony Fauci in referring to the Wuhan strain. I know a lot of you, jaws dropping, still overwhelmed by the fact that he could be that racist and that he could be in that position and be such a card-carrying racist. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know how he's going to keep his job. AOC and I are going to not rest until he's forced to resign. Big news on the day. We started the show with this. Want to reinforce it with you in case you missed it. The expectation was that there were going to be 573,000 new jobs created. The reality is 210,000 new jobs were actually created, a massive miss on the new jobs report. And there are nearly 4 million people out there who had jobs and were working before the COVID shutdowns happened. And it is all a big disaster. If you look at what's going on, the red states are recovering. I read you the data right from the Wall Street Journal, unemployment data, red states, incredibly low. Blue states, incredibly high. And I'll hit that for you right here just as we finish off the show, because I think this is significant. California has the highest unemployment rate in the country, 7.3%. Nevada also 7.3%. Then New Jersey, New York, all right around 7%. Same thing with New Mexico, Connecticut, Hawaii, and Michigan. All of those states have Democratic governors. All those states that I just read you, 8 biggest unemployment rates, largest unemployment rates in the country, all in Democratic states. Lowest unemployment rates, not going to surprise you, all in Republican-led states. Republicans and the red states are getting back to normal. Blue states are still a drag on our economy and our country, and they continue to be curled up in the fetal position with 4 masks on and their hazmat suits instead of actually working. We got a call in Louisville. By the way, we are number one in our time slot in Louisville, Kentucky. Appreciate everybody in the state of Kentucky listening to us. Fauci and his racism, James wants to weigh in. What you got for us?
Well, hello. I'd just like to point out that my legal ears picked up on something that you kind of missed on Fauci's statement. He made the racist statement about the Wuhan strain, but he said we refer to it as the Wuhan strain. Who is we at the NIH and the CDC? Who is
referring to? They might all have to be fired for being racist. Can we play that clip one more time? That's a great discovery by James. Fauci just threw the entire NIH and the CDC under. This is what systemic racism is. They are systemically racist at the NIH and the CDC for referring to a virus that came from China. I've been reliably told that's racist for referring to a virus that came from China as the Wuhan strain. Let's listen to this one more time. Again, if you got kids in the car, you may want to cover their ears. Don't want to expose them to racism too early.
If you look at the vaccination, we were vaccinated against the original, what we call ancestral or Wuhan strain.
We, maybe everybody. Maybe Fauci is trying to speak for everybody out there. Good call. Hail, that great call, James in Louisville. Hail down in Texas. Worst accents in, we had a lot of you weighing in so much on social media. Appreciate all that. He's got one for us too as we finish off the show. We're talking about Brian Kelly. Need to go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss it. You can also go on my Twitter feed. Brian Kelly, born in the Northeast, coached at Notre Dame, suddenly turned into the most Southern person since Blanche DuBois in the space of a couple of hours as he took the LSU job. Hail down in Texas, what you got for me?
Okay, Keanu Reeves' English accent in Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, you know, he played, Keanu is actually on this for multiple times. Because Keanu Reeves, if you remember, was also really, he played a slick-talking Southern lawyer in The Devil's Advocate. Do you remember that movie? Keanu Reeves,
yeah. Yep.
Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. That's a good one, too. Not an accent expert. And, you know, I remember talking a few years ago. Do you watch the movie Point Break? It's kind of an iconic hit movie. A lot of you out there, I'm sure, have seen it. Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze. Keanu Reeves also can't throw a football. Fairly athletic guy. I remember talking to Rick Neuheisel years ago. He was the football consultant. They have a beach football game on the beach out in California for Point Break. And Keanu Reeves was so bad at throwing a football that they had to put in a football throwing double to play him, which is pretty crazy to think about because he's not an awful athlete, but he had no ability to throw. I apologize to everybody out there for Dr. Fauci's extreme racism. I'm sorry that I had to share it with you. I hope that you have managed to survive the show and that you're going to be able to continue on into your weekend. So look forward to seeing some of you down in Atlanta. Buck will be back on Monday. He will be super healthy by then. Thanks to all the crew. Thanks to the calls. Make sure you download the podcast and don't miss a minute. We will be back same bat time, same bat channel on Monday. Continuing to fight the fight for sanity in an insane world. I am Clay Travis, and this has been the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Thank y'all.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.